Strip Weathers, also known as the King, had won more Piston Cups than any other car in history. He also had been Dynaco's golden boy for years, getting all those big paychecks. This would be his last race before retiring. McQueen was sure that the King wanted to go out on top, and he still had the speed to do it. And then there was Chick Hicks. He was famous for battling through the line, bashing any car who stood in his way. He had never managed to beat the King, though. He was more determined than ever to win and begin a new era, the Chick era. "Bob, my oil pressure's through the roof right now," cried Darrell Cartrip, one of the race announcers. Poor Darrell was in danger of overheating as the green flag dropped. The three rivals lurched into high gear, launching the greatest race of the decade as they roared across the starting line. "Right you are, Darrell," Bob Cutlass agreed as he watched the action from the announcer's booth. "The winner of this race will win the season title and the Piston Cup." "The legend, the runner-up, and the rookie," Darrell said. "Three cars, one champion." Lightning McQueen poured on the speed as the King's sleek tail fin flashed around the track with Chick right behind it. McQueen punched the gas and flew ahead of Chick. But Chick Hicks wasn't about to lose this race to a rookie. Coming up fast, he slammed McQueen's rear and spun him onto the infield. The crowd gasped as McQueen whirled out of control on the grass. McQueen recovered quickly, tearing up the field as he zipped back onto the track. But now he was in last place. He pushed hard to make up the time. Still, Chick wasn't going to let McQueen close in on him. He wasn't taking any chances. "Dynaco is all mine," he cried as he slammed into the car beside him, sending it spinning out of control. In an instant, other cars began to crash into a pileup. "Get through that, McQueen." With a confident sneer, the ruthless race car headed into the pits for fuel and service. McQueen tried to go around the wreckage, but it was impossible. With no other choice, he did the only thing he could think of. He went through it. Dodging rubble and smoke, McQueen moved spectacularly, gliding between stopped vehicles and leapfrogging into the air over a pile of cars.